Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about something that I see come up over and over again, which is how do I work with creators? And I have so many companies asking me this that I wanted to just break down how we work with our creators internally. And I'm just going to be showing you guys our creator playbook and how it's structured. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome back. Here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with YC, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, so what is a creator playbook? Well, I would think of it as a simple step-by-step guide for your creators so that they can actually know, you know, how to make the content, how to post the content, what type of content to make, all those things. Here are the things that I'm going to be including for today's video, just giving you a couple of brief points here. So number one is creative briefs. We want to make sure that every video has a creative brief. And what this really means is just kind of like an outline. It outlines the concept, the style, the tone, the message, and even maybe potentially some example scripts if you guys want to put down to really just make the creator's job easy so they can pump out a lot of content. Number two is content categories. So another thing which you can do directly within the brief is labeling down, okay, what categories do we want the creators to make content for? This could be something like user testimonials, it could be educational content, it could be product demos, it could be green screens, skits, really however you want to think about it. I think that would be very helpful for the creator to know so that you can actually test different types of content and see which one performs the best. And finally, the last part of it is KPIs and feedback loops. So we track every video's performance from like engagement to conversion to click-through rate, all those things. And we use that data to get a better pulse of like how we're going to create content for the next batch. This is actually content backed by analytics. And I would highly encourage you to focus on this because this is really where you can get your creators bought in. They'll know what's happening behind the scenes and you can continuously improve your content. Okay, so here's actually how we work with the creators. How do we take a company's vision and scale it with them? Well, it's all about the process, all right? So there's three things that I want to talk about within the process, which is number one, creator selection. So we actually try to find, you know, which creators would be the best internally for Trendify, and we keep them on rotation. The reason we do this is because it's just a lot easier to have creators rotating rather than having one-off creators for every brand we work with. Another big thing about this is that you can actually get the creators much more bought in, kind of like a big team that you're building, rather than having one-off contractors who are just, you know, doing their own thing here and there and not replying and not really getting bought into the companies. So even for your own brand, when you're thinking about bringing on creators, I would highly encourage having a rotation of creators rather than one-off creators. Then you can actually incentivize them. They're not going to be just like random creators, and they'll actually be very aligned with your mission. Number two, onboarding. So how we onboard our creators is we give them playbooks, we have an onboarding video, we even show them example content, and we do weekly calls. So these are all things that I think are extremely helpful. And if you're onboarding a creator, it's very important to do all these things because it'll actually save you time in the long run. It may not, you know, be easy in the initial period where you're spending all this time developing playbooks, putting together onboarding videos, showing them what type of content to make. But you're just kind of passing through this curve. Instead of having them learn and fail and spending all these months and years trying to figure it out, you can just shortcut through that and just kind of show them what you really want, and it'll also get them more excited. And finally, content iteration. So once they're actually onboarded, a big thing that we like to do is testing multiple concepts and styles. We double down on what works and we just kind of scrap what doesn't work. And essentially, it's kind of like A/B testing videos. And I would highly, highly recommend focusing on content iteration as well. So inside of this full playbook, where what I just described, the six pieces, which is, you know, how to put together creative briefs, content categories, KPIs and feedback loops, selecting the creators, onboarding, and content iteration. The reason we have all of this is because it essentially just eliminates the guesswork. Instead of having creators just wing it, we actually build a system so that it's flexible for creativity, but it's actually also structured so that everyone can hit the goals. And if you're a brand listening to this, I would highly recommend building a playbook similar, where you have all these different parts, you have all these labels, creators know what they're going to do, you have a process around it, and you're kind of just refining and testing over time so that your content becomes much better. If you are tired of doing this, however, and let's say that your content just isn't converting, it's not scaling, and you don't want to build out playbooks, and you just want to have somebody come in and help you with this, then check us out at trendify.com, and we're more than happy to help out. and have our creators work with you. So just reach out to us and we can figure out what we can do then. Thanks for listening, guys. And as always, we'll see you next time on the podcast.